Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is me. We're going to mix it up this time. I am going first. Charlie's going second, and Rusty, you're the cleanup hitter.
This order is properly rated.
Yes, I think I've just got a sense that Rusty has something today. He didn't indicate to me.
This is the most prep I've done so far.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Well, I mean, considering some of your other prep.
Low bar.
Rusty,
there.
I mean, that might be 10 seconds. I mean, yeah. The elevator here at Odyssey.
Right. Some toilet paper in the bathroom. Yes. He's all set to go.
Yes. We also want you to participate with overrated, underrated, properly rated. You can do that on the Cities One talk and text line. In fact, if you don't, your phone probably will not work. So it's as simple as that. You have to participate. Give me something in your life, some observation. It just happened. You've been sitting on it. Something that is absolutely overrated, underrated, properly rated. Okay, I'll go. Adam Carter today on his show used the phrase "a little jelly."
Okay.
Instead of the word jealous.
Okay.
Brad Lane, fire him instantly. A little jelly.
Little jelly.
A 47-year-old man who goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, who puts his slippers on, says a little jelly.
He's a tween girl.
Honestly, little jelly. What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't think I could say that. I wouldn't say it on the radio.
Jelly. That is embarrassing. Reading this, I've been highly critical of self-service checkouts, mainly because 80% of the people, Rusty, don't know how to work them.
Okay.
There needs to be a confidence check. We've established that.
Okay.
You need to be confident to use the self-service checkout, right. And you better have minimum 8 items. Okay. I don't want you going up there with a full cart.
Okay.
I don't think most of you can work the produce also. No produce.
I'm pretty good at it. I've gotten pretty good at
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It turns out they're filled with fecal bacteria.
The self-checkouts?
Yes.
What isn't?
Okay.
I like to delude myself, Charlie. And I'm not touching. I'm not OCD. I'm not a little jelly of other people are touching other things, to quote Adam Carter.
Please don't say that.
God, makes me vomit saying that. So, like, what else do you think is that you're going to touch?
Right.
Your setup there is probably filled with bacteria.
Oh, absolutely it is. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, we had the wipes for COVID, and we still do wipe it off with those, you know, Clorox, whatever, wet wipes. But no, I mean, this is filthy, I'm sure.
Do we really want to know, Rusty, how much of what we're around is filled with fecal bacteria?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Is there any way to put those two words together and not be...
What, fecal and jelly? No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm still thinking
about
that.
Fecal bacteria and not be uncomfortable.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Although I'm not wiping off the self-checkout, Charlie. That's not a bad idea. I just have not gotten that far.
Are you going to go there, Charlie, and just have the whole thing? You're going to have a spray and brushes and gloves?
Chad, I'm going to be... I don't care.
Oh, really? You're embracing others' fecal bacteria.
I'm not embracing
Josh,
it. Josh,
you're
I
about
mean,
to start to work with this guy. He's pro-fecal bacteria.
I'm going to cook my food. The bacteria dies when I cook my food. I mean, I'll wash my carrots and my celery if I'm eating them raw.
Rusty, I believe I'm hearing fecal bacteria underrated.
Underrated. Yeah, I think that's right.
From
I think
Charlie.
Charlie doesn't care.
Okay. Don't ruin my spotlight.
Okay. I'm an olive guy. I like me some olives. But when you get a salad, I want the pits out of the olives. Okay, yeah. I don't want the mystery of, I like to mix up my salad. Okay?
Sure,
right. I don't like to just leave everything kind of segmented. I like to toss it,
right.
Boom. But then if you got that hidden olive underneath with a pit.
That's unpleasant.
It's dangerous.
It's unpleasant.
Charlie, dangerous salads, overrated.
How about a salad with the tail still on the shrimp or a pasta dish?
Terrible.
Right? The same thing.
Terrible.
What kind of salad are you
eating?
Dig in. Man alive. That sounds pretty good. Salad? That sounds pretty good.
You never had a salad with shrimp on it?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
No,
I've eaten plenty of shrimp.
Who buys the shrimp with the tail on? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
No. Get the tail off stuff. It's better that way. I'm downtown. I normally park in an open spot. I normally don't park with the terrorists, but because I can't print anything here,
right?
I had to stay at home and print a little bit more. It'd be nice if I've only worked here for closing in on 14 years. It'd be nice if I could print something here. So I had to park in one of the terrorist lots, where they charge you $5,000. And then the parking spots basically fit a Yugo.
Oh, small, sure.
Unbelievably small.
Yep.
It's so expensive.
Well, what are you driving, like a 75 Caddy? Like, what are you driving?
I got a Humvee.
I see. Yeah,
I got a yellow
right. Sounds about right.
And purple Humvee because the Vikings are playing so well. Get the dang parking spots wider. Yellowstone. I caught up on the Yellowstone this summer. I enjoyed the Yellowstone. I watched the Yellowstone last night. Beth, you're overrated. I mean, enough, Beth, enough. I know it's been tough. Some awful things happen in her life. Every week she has to get in a fight with someone. Every week it's an arrest. Every week she's threatening someone. Can we get another dimension to Beth? And I'm not downplaying what happened in the upbringing. Terrible.
Okay.
But can we get a couple other dimensions to Beth? Do you guys watch Yellowstone? Are you up to
I'm sorry. My
You're not?
I haven't watched it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Two Yellowstone haters over here.
Yeah. And when people compare it to some of the best lately, you haven't watched the best. It's fine. I enjoy watching it, but don't even start with me with Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad and The Wire. Get out of here.
This isn't convincing me to start watching it. So.
No.
Right.
And then the last one that we're going to break, I only want to see Justin Jefferson do the gritty. Okay? I don't need to see every other player do the gritty. Come up with your own bit. It was similar to the Gophers last year when they beat the Badgers. And they go with Jump Around. And they all thought it was really great. No, it means you don't have your own song.
That's right. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, and then to the Vikings. We've now had two Vikings who fake an injury.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Their celebration. I know. I saw the soccer player, the female soccer player, who also did it. It's a dumb celebration.
That's pretty bad.
The faking an injury. I mean, what are we going to fake next? A heart attack?
It's not a good look. And the coaches can't like it. They can't. Because they're probably thinking, wait a minute, what's that?
Faking like somebody's shooting you from the stadium. I mean, it's Charlie. This is idiocy.
Let the kids have fun.
Okay. I mean, it's got it. So in other words, Charlie, I'm just a little jelly of what they're doing. That's right. What it is.
Jelly, that's what's happening.
Again, Adam Carter, please find this. We can play this into the ground. Adam Carter, an adult who right now is taking an afternoon nap.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm fairly confident that a little jelly
okay.
on WCC radio. He should be terminated before this commercial finishes. I'm going to talk. Oh.
I was not expecting this. I went into the system. This is Beyonce. I thought, okay, and this is quite a start of I've been drinking. It fits the theme.
God, I'd love to have a drink with Beyonce. Rusty, you can have a drink with one big knocker, heavyweight star. We're talking Bono, Elton, Beyonce, Madge, Taylor Swift. Who's your pick? I mean, we're talking Bruce, elites. Don't give me somebody, you know.
I know you named it. I think Bono comes to mind.
Bono comes to mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me a lot of preachy.
I mean, sure can.
A lot of preachy.
Right. But he's one of my favorites. I just really like the way he puts things together.
He likes you too, Rusty.
Yeah. Good,
I've heard that.
Good. That's good.
Charlie?
You know, Kanye West, I've been hearing some good things about.
You know what? He's available. How about at the JCC you could meet up?
That would be a great spot. I know a little place right around the corner.
Meet there. Charlie, you're number two on the hit parade here of overrated and underrated, properly rated. What do you have?
Yeah, let's start it out. We'll start off with underrated.
Underrated, yes.
A good local dive bar, a place where everybody knows your name. You know, kitschy, whatever.
Yes.
You know the bartender, he knows you. Sometimes you go in and he has your drink ready for you and you wanted a different drink that time, but you're not going to say anything because you love the place. You love the guy. I was at just an American Legion this weekend.
Oh, fabulous.
Just a wonderful spot. You see the regulars, whatever. I'm obviously not one at this particular spot, but it's fun to be there.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. We ended up watching the fourth quarter at a dive bar in Independence. Gosh, I need to look it up again. The people were amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Carla, who likes getting dressed up to make breakfast. Okay. My gal just likes to be fancy. She just does. And so when I told her, because we had went for a little bit of a – I'd watched the first half of the Vikings Bills, and she's like, can we record this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Went for a hike, and fourth quarter early, I hear my boy PA, and we're going by Denver. I go, honey, we're going into – she's like, I thought we're going somewhere. No, we got to go see this. And she's like, where are we going? I go, we're going to a dive bar. She loved it, so now once a month, including this month and all of next year, we're going to go to a dive bar.
A new one every time?
New one every time. So it's sometime this week we're going to take suggestions for dive bars. I love that, Charlie. That's great.
Love a dive bar. That's
in cahoots. Not too far from me, not too far from where you grew up, is on the list.
Know it very well.
Yes.
Very, very well.
Yes.
We're going to move on here. Second underrated.
Yes.
Past dive bars. I was at a movie this weekend, and I went and I got a big thing of popcorn, as you do at a movie. And they say
overrated.
Popcorn in general?
Yes, popcorn in general.
You know, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to ignore
you. Charlie, it's not a
non-starter. Rusty.
Oh, hey.
I was at a movie this weekend. And
Turning his back to me.
And I got a big bucket of popcorn.
Delicious.
And they ask you, you know, you want some butter on that? And I say, of course. And these fancy ones now, they're offering you real butter. And I say, crap to that. Horrible. That's overrated. What is underrated is that fake butter substitute that comes out of the tap. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's some oil. It's some something.
Fecal bacteria, potentially.
And it tastes so
terrible.
Oh,
First of all, popcorn is a bottom feeder snack. You've run out of ideas. Now, the other incarnations of caramel corn, things like it, much better. Sometimes, like, there's an initial idea, you think this should work, and it doesn't. Like, Jordana obviously works. Adding Adams seemed like a good idea. It doesn't work. Jordana carries the show. You putting this other unidentifiable liquid on average popcorn, who hurt you?
I am an advocate for slop.
Okay.
I think slop just in all shapes and forms.
Okay. Doesn't care about fecal bacteria, but mystery liquid, bring it on.
Let's go.
That's what I'm
more,
for.
More, more.
Okay.
And lastly here, I want to step up on my chair of Scrooge-ness.
Yes.
And take my rifle.
Christmas
throne.
Overrated? Yeah. You want to go with that?
I mean, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, overrated. Christmas trees they were talking about last hour, who cares? I don't. I don't.
What about the show or the?
No. They were talking last hour about love Christmas trees. I mean,
well, they were debating fake or real.
Yeah, fake or either. It doesn't matter.
I'm team real, by the way.
Horrible.
Team real is. Wait, Laura, what did you want to say? Oh, Somebody's here.
Somebody's here.
Oh. Can we only buzz the door in this studio? Isn't that weird?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, he just
we'll figure that out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just start pressing buttons.
I was kidding about Team Real. I'd rather be a fake tree. Fake tree. It's too much work. The real tree is too much work. I'm not Paul Bunyan. I'm not going to go out there and wrestle the tree with my axe and my saw. We bought it. It's good.
So everything about Christmas overrated.
Charlie
no,
hates Christmas.
I'm not going to say everything about Christmas.
Pretty much.
But I said White Christmas, the song, all of that. It's just not that good. There are so many things about Christmas that are not actually good. They are just
based in
nostalgia.
Can you give me one you like?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Charlie Brown Christmas.
Then that's overrated.
And it's totally based in nostalgia, and I admit that. And there are a lot of other things that are based in nostalgia that people love about Christmas, and so be it. Good for you.
But gifts. Do you like gifts?
Yeah. Of course I like gifts.
Josh,
like gifts.
Josh, can you start like the rest of the show?
Yeah.
What happened? Seriously.
Just get him some popcorn for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And pour some motor oil on there. He'll enjoy it. What do you got, Rusty?
Watching the Vikings yesterday, you know, most of the games we get are here on Fox, but I think this is the second one this season. It's on CBS.
Yeah.
And there's something about CBS's NFL coverage that I just don't like.
Whoa.
It's not Jim Nantz. I don't mind Jim Nantz. But this here,
too much of that.
I can go without this theme song. I just think this is the dumbest theme song of all time.
You want the made up robots wrestling each other?
Hey,
you like
listen,
that better?
I am not. I do not care for this theme song. I've right. always disliked it. Now, yeah, you want to give me the
robots? Iron Eagle.
Give me the robots.
Yeah. Iron Eagle.
Pretty good.
Really good.
Pretty good yesterday.
Really,
yeah,
really good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And then, of course, the all timer. You cannot. This is. Properly rated or possibly underrated?
I don't think it's underrated. I think it's properly rated.
The best theme song ever.
It's still good as gold, and yep. Rusty's not telling everybody he's 145 years old.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
No, the NFL and CBS theme, it takes me back to working an empty newsroom on Sundays at a CBS affiliate in the South, and it was everywhere I turned because I was the only one in the building, and all the TVs were on.
Yeah.
And there's that theme song playing constantly. So I could do without it.
Bitterness.
Could do without it.
Yeah.
Also properly rated?
Yeah.
Sweater vests. Maybe
no.
underrated.
No.
Maybe
no.
underrated.
You're not at all.
Sweater vests.
Boy,
sweater
you're going to get just absolutely crushed.
No, no.
All vests.
No, 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 no.
Are
no, no, no.
so foolish. Instead, here's what you want. Either wear
foolish.
A sweater, wear a coat, or don't wear the dumb vests.
No, you get the best of both here. You get the best
no,
of both.
You don't.
Comfort,
you don't get your arms.
A little bit of warmth.
You don't get your arms covered, which is essential to keeping yourself warm.
This is the height of dad fashion right here. The sweater vest that I'm wearing
looks
today.
It's terrible, too. I mean, honestly.
Properly
Charlie,
or perhaps under.
Charlie, the vest. I mean,
the vests in general. A winter
terrible.
Vest? Have you seen? It makes no sense.
Blois Olson believes in vests. Case closed.
Where's the bow tie today?
Let's move
no,
on.
No, no, no. I'm not going to do the bow tie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the bow tie. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That's it.
A little multimedia today, though. That's a little.
That's
a little something.
He's brought himself
because
he had a soundbite or two. And, by the way, at our station, it worked.
It worked. That's
which,
right.
Which is, let's go to our staff engineer. Oh, that's right. We don't have one. We're once again debating discrimination in the Supreme Court. How is this possible? We'll discuss in moments. Yes, all music themed around the end of Prohibition, December 5th, 1933. From the Washington Post, the Supreme Court's conservative majority seems sympathetic Monday to a evangelical Christian graphic artist from Colorado who does not want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples despite the state's protective anti-discrimination law. Colorado is one of 20 states with an anti-discrimination law, such as this. The justices seem amenable to businesswoman Lori Smith's argument that the state may not compel her to create speech that violates her religious belief that marriage is only between a man and a woman. But several appear to be looking for ways to narrow their decision, saying both sides in dispute agreed, for example, that not all wedding vendors should receive such exemptions. Justice Alito said during oral arguments that a win for Colorado would mean some businesses that provide custom speech for customers could be forced to espouse things they loathe. The three liberal judges, in contrast, question whether the website Smith would create would be her own speech or simply reflect the wishes of the couples who hired her. We have ventured down this road, whether I worked at the Fan or here. We are talking about same-sex couples who want to get married. We are not talking about hate speech. We are not talking about espousing beliefs of Nazis. Individuals who are humans just like you. They may be attracted to a different gender than you. You might have so much in common, except you're attracted to someone of the opposite gender and they are of the same gender. There are some parts of this argument where the slippery slope applies and others that don't. Why is religion and your belief and personally you do you? You go ahead and do you. But where is it going to start? Where is it going to stop?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interracial marriage. White-only marriages. Certain religions. You are a business, not working out of a certain church or synagogue or a mosque. You're right there on the web. You're right there on the street. If you work with a certain couple in designing this, this doesn't mean everything about this couple, I agree with everything they do in life. No. You're just helping them design a website. And no, we are not a theocracy. Closed circuit. We are not a Christian-only country. You don't get to say, because your religious book, in this case the Bible, you believe it says this, and you're allowed to believe that, and you're allowed to worship privately. You're allowed to go to church, talk about it, but you're not allowed, in my world, to have a litmus test when somebody walks in the door and says, let me ask you some questions. Because if you don't answer these questions properly, in other words, agree exactly with my religious beliefs, then get out of here. And I know you have certain First Amendment scholars who want to give some level of latitude to writers, to singers, to actors and painters. And within the First Amendment, they can have certain protection. This is someone who is designing a wedding website. This isn't Van Gogh. This isn't Harry Styles. You're fulfilling a service, and a same-sex couple should not be told to hit the door, but if I walk in with Carla, we're fine. No, absolutely not for me. I want to see what Charlie has to say and see what you have to say, amplifying, agreeing with me, adding more to that side, or saying you are 100% wrong. You don't get it, and let me tell you why specifically you don't get it. Because to me, in this particular case, clear-cut discrimination, 100%. And don't tell me why would you want to have to work with somebody like this. If I think their work is good and I'm a same-sex couple, why do I have to be turned down? Why? Again, in the hypothetical, a heterosexual couple can believe in Lori Smith's work. Same-sex couple can also think it's great, but they can't use it. Just because they're going to marry somebody of the same gender. They're not awful people. They're not abducting children. They're not running people over. It's not about criminality. It's just because my religious book doesn't agree with this part of your life. We're not a religious-run country. We just aren't. 1:45. I would love phone calls amplifying your disagreement, your agreement, but if texts work out better, that is also fine. 651-461-9226. It is a 50 past one. That is your Lindis Construction time check. Any issues with your windows, the way to go is Infinity with Marvin Windows. We're talking about a case, again, out of Colorado, like the bakery, which we discussed a lot previously over the years. In this case, it's a graphic artist, a same-sex couple, wanted the graphic artists to do what they do for everybody, help be a part of planning their wedding. And the individual, Lori Smith, says, my religious beliefs tell me I do not believe in your marriage. I do not want to work with you guys. And again, this debate is taking place at the Supreme Court today. And part of it is along the lines of First Amendment, who gets protection, who does not. For me, I am adamant against this. Same-sex marriages are legal in the United States of America. You don't get to decide, I know this is legal, but I'm not going to work with you. Here is a texter saying this, Charlie, and then I want your opinion on this. I do believe that the business has the right to do business with whomever they choose. I own a business, and a lot of my friends own businesses, and we choose who we want to do business with every day. So in other words, this person is saying, not going to work with women, not going to work with Jews, not going to work with blacks, not going to work with Catholics. We just could get to pick and choose on any basis whatsoever who we work with. Are you kidding me?
There are protected groups for a reason.
Yes.
We didn't come up with these you know, groupings of people just willy-nilly, oh, yeah, whatever. It's because they are specifically, historically discriminated against across the board.
And that is continuing to go on today. The hatred towards LGBTQ is stronger than ever.
Yeah, within the last year or so, year and a half, right? We were, you know, there was a lot of progress. Obviously, same-sex marriage being legalized nationally over, you know, the last 20 years. And here's the other thing. There's a lot of discrimination. But overall, you look at the statistics of who supports same-sex marriage, who supports these things, it's higher than ever. Why are we still doing this? I mean,
yep.
I'm on the same page as you, Chad. I don't have too much to add to it because pretty much I'm on the exact same page as you. It's just, why do we keep having to do this? This is settled. This is done.
It's decency. It's respect. It's kindness. And you're allowed to say it's not my thing. You don't get to stop others from losing out on business, commerce. What else do you want to deny someone who doesn't agree with your religious book? Is it other restaurants? Is it opportunities for public school because your kids go there? And again, if it is a religious school or it is at a church or a mosque or synagogue, I'm certainly not saying they have to be married at your place. No. Justice of the peace. Somewhere else, maybe a church that's willing to do it, okay? They can make that accommodation. But to say your business is not going to work with someone, we did that for a long time with people who aren't white in this country. The rise of hate in this country's officers. How about these clowns who had their masks on? Was it in Ohio this weekend? Who are getting to protest a drag show. I got into some controversy a couple weeks ago about same-sex couples. And this, out of nowhere, you agree with me, right, that those who are involved in drag are grooming children? I'm like, no, I don't agree with that at all. And by the way, what does that have to do with the conversation? Hatred and conspiracy theories are out there and alive. More text here. My religion and my beliefs tells me that lying is bad. You don't criticize and beliefs, belittle those fortunate as you treat others the way you want to be treated. Having said that, if I use religion the way that many on the radical right are, the Supreme Court would hear in a case and banning the Republican Party from this country. I want to know if these people, who use the Bible's excuse to not provide service to same-sex couples, do they provide service to people who committed other acts that are in violation of the Bible? Adultery. Do they run a background check to see if the client has stolen or committed murder? How come this keeps coming out of Colorado? I don't know why Colorado is a part of this. Is she going to screen all couples for religious beliefs? Like, are you an atheist? Are you satanic? Yeah, where is the line on this, Charlie? Where are people going to stop? More text here. Any business that benefits commons areas like streets, law enforcement, municipal water, sewer, should be required to serve the public equally, period. Bravo. That's 100% right. Of course you can pick and choose you want to do business with as a business owner. It probably won't work out well for you when you discriminate. No, you can't. You cannot as a business. If like somebody is a jackass, sure. If someone is obnoxious, sure. But deciding you're not going to work with them on this particular area does not qualify. It just doesn't. Somebody's rude. Somebody's causing a disturbance. That is very different than someone is Muslim. Someone is Jewish. Someone is a female. Someone is same sex. No, you don't get to do that. People have the right to refuse service. If the person isn't comfortable, well, too bad. Society is to dictate what they have to do. Yes. Regarding discrimination, yes. Society has that right. You don't get to say, here's the black guy coming in. Nope, I'm not. You don't get to say to a woman, no, tell your husband to come here. You're not allowed, and you're not allowed to do the same thing with a same-sex couple. All right, I want to talk about my friend John Schuster, and just a good, good man. You can always reach out to John at 952-222-9000 or online, johnschustergroup.com. He has been with Coldwell Banker 18 years. His experience with his staff is approaching 140 years. Timing is everything when selling a home and trying to move into a newly built dream home. That's what happened here with Doug and Ludi. Okay, they've been living in a two-story Maple Grove home for 19 years. Hopefully they didn't have to deal with Jason Rush. I really hope so. They were building their dream home and needed to hire a real estate team. That's what they have with John, an entire team. Guess what John did? He got their home sold for over $10,000 over the asking price with a smooth transition. You can do the same thing. He is a good person, and he gets results. Track him down right now. Go online, johnschustergroup.com, or call him 952-222-9000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.